Welcome to the One Life, One You podcast. This is season 2, episode 2. My name is Nick Sherman. Today's episode, we had on Samira, a.k.a. Samira Starr, a.k.a. Chippy Mira. We talked tarot cards, sun and energy readings, diets, health, and really going after your goals. Check it out. It was a great interview. Had a good time. A lot of things to learn, especially if you're into the astrology, tarot. She has a lot of knowledge, so make sure you check her out. So let's get into it without wasting any more time. Season 2, Episode 2, One Life, One You podcast, Nick Sherman and Samira. Welcome to the One Life, One You podcast. I am here with Samira.
Yes.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Samira, and I'm repping Wu-Tang today. I don't really know.
She's here from the clan.
From the clan.
So, tell me about what you do on Instagram.
Okay, what I do. So, actually, that's a good question. I don't really know what I do, but I read tarot.
Okay.
And I'm kind of like a motivational speaker, still really trying to feel where I'm going with everything. I read tarot for individuals, for healing. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
What is a Selenophile? Selenophile?
Oh, there we go. You got to bring those. <You gotta. laughs> So it's a person who's upset, like who loves the moon. So I a lot of my healing came from following moon cycles. I do follow astrology, not to the T. I don't do anything to the T, but just enough to keep myself balanced. New moons, full moons, kind of like learning what to release and what to bring in. So, for example, this full moon we had in Libra, for me, is different. It kind of like is the same for everybody. With the same general concept, but it also is different for everybody. So for me, being a Leo rising, Libra is in my third house. So how I communicate and the people that I hold close to me, kind of like releasing that toxicity. So with full moons, it's always good to release toxicity.
Okay.
Anything that's like holding you back from where you need to be. And then with the new moon being opposite of the full moon, which is Aries and Libra, opposite signs, it's just time to bring something in.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's
how I operate. Do you know people's signs before you ask them?
I'm pretty accurate, yes.
What am I?
I want to say, this is what I want to say about that too. So, usually I can guess your moon sign or your rising sign better than your sun sign because... Okay. Your moon is like you, how you naturally like react to things. And your rising sign is who you naturally are. So I want to say,
I feel like you have... I don't mean to
like put you on a spot. No. You know? No, that's good. This is testing me. I feel like, and we do, if you know your birth time, we can look at that.
I have no clue.
Okay. Anyway, I feel like you're not a Capricorn, but I feel like you have strong Capricorn in your chart. I could be wrong, but you have Aries in your chart at all?
Yes.
You're Aries?
Yeah. Look at you. Why did you think that?
The fire. Okay. Like the fiery personality.
Okay.
But I do feel like you have Capricorn in your chart.
When's a Capricorn?
So Capricorn.
I have no clue about.
So your moon sign could be Capricorn. So like for instance, I am a Leo rising. I'm a Virgo sun, but I'm a Scorpio moon. So me, before I got to know myself, I know as a low vibrational Scorpio, I can be manipulative with people, with my like getting them to do what I want them to do. Really starting at home with my parents. And, you know, my family and people I've dated. So, but when I'm putting, like, you know, my wall up or, like, when I'm going out into the world, I either present, like, if I'm aware of who I am, I either present, like, a Leo or a Virgo. Like, okay. A Virgo, I'm to my business.
Okay.
But I'm also, like, a bright person. Bright, bubbly, and I love to, like, love on people.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's so your moon is like you at a subconscious level.
Okay. Do you pick your moon or?
No, it's wherever the moon. So if you have a child who was born today, the moon is in Taurus, their moon will be in Taurus.
Okay.
So I have an app on my phone that I use. It's called Time Passages. And that's how I follow like where all the planets are, like all of the planets.
Yeah, I see. No, I find it super interesting.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's kind of like it makes up who we are. There's a song, I think her name is Alina something. It's called Can I? But in the song, she talks about, like, you have a whole universe inside of you. So for me, it's just like looking at my birth chart kind of helped me figure out, like, all right, so the different planets. How do we learn the planets in school? Like, what is it? My something?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So all of those planets have a place in your birth chart.
Okay.
So for me, my Jupiter is like in Sagittarius. My Neptune is in Sagittarius. It's just everybody has this makeup that makes, this is what makes us who we are.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
How did you get into
I've always been into astrology, not as heavy as I am now, obviously, but it's always been interesting to me ever since I was a kid. But what happened last year, my brother passed, and I sat by myself for like 3.5 weeks. And I had already been teaching myself tarot. And with tarot, you have to kind of know a little bit because the cards represent signs, mm-hmm. like the zodiac signs, and they represent the planets.
Okay.
So I just kind of sat and kind of like buried myself in it for like 3.5 weeks because that was kind of my way of taking my mind off things. Yeah.
Okay. Tarot.
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 T-A-R-O-T.
T.
Tarot.
I did look it up.
Okay.
Why did you start tarot, one, and why did you start doing it on Instagram, two?
I started tarot. It's a bad habit that I picked up. I'm just joking. But I don't know. It's something that I was drawn to. And then I had a friend who she would watch like YouTube videos on tarot and love. And then I kind of, that's how I kind of got started. That bad habit of looking at, you know, oh, what is my love life going to be like? And then I quickly got out of that though, like quickly. Found that that wasn't what it, that didn't make me feel good.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And so, I just kind of like, for me, it's like a puzzle. I like to put puzzles together. Okay. So figuring out like what, all right, this is like the Wheel of Fortune is a tarot card. So number 10 is like the end of a cycle. 10 are like end of a cycle. Okay, this is represents the planet Jupiter. Okay, where's Jupiter now? And that's how I kind of apply it to my readings. And
just kind of piece it together.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, why Instagram? Well, why did you start putting, I guess, that hobby? Or would you call it a hobby?
Uh-huh.
Why did you start putting that hobby out there to your world?
It was a way for me to connect with people without connecting with people. Because, like I said, I was going through something at the time. And I didn't really want to, for me, it was harder to connect with the people that were closer to me.
Okay.
And I was just in my house, like, and it's crazy how it started. Like, I started doing free readings and people would just, I didn't expect to get the reaction that I did.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I get so much good feedback on it. And that's how it like kicked off. But also the reactions weren't just like, because I was not putting out love readings. It was more like, all right, this is what I feel like you're feeling. And people were like, yeah, this is what I'm feeling. I think being a Scorpio moon, we don't mind digging deep in the dark stuff. That kind of made me feel good.
Okay. And you said the reception was really good starting off?
Yeah, it was. And yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Starting off. And then I kind of eased back off of it because I had, I think what bothers me a little bit, and I had this conversation with a friend, is that the people close to me were like thinking I was like weird. Like people within my family calling me weirdo, you know, stuff like that. And I just was like, is this what I really should be doing? So I kind of fell back off of it a little bit.
Why?
Because I guess that lack of confidence is like wanting the people around me to support that, and they weren't. But it's crazy because these people that I don't know are like giving me all this love. I think that's what I needed to focus on more, as opposed to.
I tell you, doing this, I don't train. I don't say don't. I train very few people who are super close to me.
Right.
Everybody else was a stranger.
Right.
You got to just accept that. Right. That the people that's close to you aren't always going to kind of agree, back you, support you 100%.
Right.
They may support you from a distance.
Right.
And they say, oh, good job.
I agree.
But, you know, but so you still have to kind of just, if you want to do it.
Right.
Go and dive in.
Right. And I built some strange, like one person messaged me on Instagram, like, this is a strange relationship. Like people I don't know that are into things that I'm into.
I call them Instagram friends.
Right. Yes. Instagram. My Instagram BFFs.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, I had the same thing. Like, right. I'm in the health fitness type world, and I have conversations with people every day.
Right, it feels
some,
good.
Some that I never met.
Right.
Don't even plan on meeting, just throw out a message, or if I see something, I'll shoot them a message, and that's just how it goes.
Right.
Yeah. And it's all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I needed that. I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that because... Yeah, I struggle with that. And yeah. I still do.
Okay.
I'm that's sure. Why I'm like, I, you know, need a space for me to kind of like be myself, because when, you know, I'm around people, I'm just like, this feels weird.
Yeah. But so. If you can get people that are interested and you seem to have something that people are interested in, yeah, I will go for it. At least give it a shot.
Right. Yeah. Thanks. I needed that. No, I needed that. No, really. And I had it before, but.
You're always going to have something in the back of your mind telling you not to.
Right.
Telling you kind of not to dive in. But yet, if you keep going back to it and if you keep thinking about it, you might as well give it a try.
Right.
If you don't, you're just going to regret it. Or you're going to eventually give it a try a year from now, 2 years from now, and you just wasted 2 years.
Right. And that's what I don't want to do.
Yeah, like, instead of, I always say, you're always going to be bad at whatever you start.
Right.
So be bad, work on it anyway. Throw it out there, be bad, work on it, be bad. And eventually, you'll be better than day one or day two or day three. It just takes time, and it takes kind of just having enough confidence to do it. Like, you don't need all the confidence. You just need a little inch of it. Yeah. You just need a little bit to kind of just go.
Right.
And if it works, awesome. If it doesn't, you have an experience and you have a story. When you look back on, you can go, I did that.
Right.
You know, it didn't work out, but, you know, I tried it. Yeah, people fail all the time. And then there's people who don't fail at all.
Right.
I'd rather be the people that fail all the time.
Right. No, I totally, totally agree. And I think, so this cool thing, this other cool thing about astrology is knowing this specific point in your birth chart. It's called a North Node. And it's like the thing that you're supposed to, so you have a North Node and a South Node. Okay. You want to kind of move towards north, but not completely move away from the south, because the south is what you're already good at. So for me, for example, my south node has to do with my family, and my north node has to do with my career.
Okay.
And it's funny that you said that, because for me, that's what my north node says for me to do. It's like, you can't keep going back here. You have to move towards this and gravitate towards people who are more into the things that you're into. Pretty dope. I mean, we could be here all day talking about that, but I just have to like build that momentum, I guess, start somewhere.
I go, you don't get to choose your blood. You can choose your family.
Right.
choose the people that are going to support you and see you and help you if you need help and just watch over you. Because sometimes that's all you need is somebody just having eyes on you and just, okay, right. It's pretty good. Or kind of like a soundboard.
Right.
You can say, hey, I'm doing this. What you think?
Right.
And you need people to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
That's
the only kind of people I want around.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes the problem that you may not have people to be honest with you. And I know a few people who use their family kind of as a crutch to saying, oh, I really want to do this, but they need this from me, or they need that from me, or they need this from me. She's pointing to herself.
I'm pointing to myself.
And I go, you got to kind of let them sink or swim on their own, because they're using you to kind of keep afloat.
Right.
When you're kind of, I guess if you use the water thing, drowning yourself.
Right, so. And sometimes it's me too. Sometimes I feel like, oh, they need me. And yeah. I'm just like, really? And I had to learn that recently. And talking to my dad, I'm just like, listen, I have to let people figure things out on their own. I can't jump in or, you know, sometimes they don't want me there. And I'm just in my mind, I'm like.
And you're there anyway.
Oh. Yeah, so I've learned to ease back and just focus on me.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
We only get so much time.
I know, life is so short.
Yeah, you only get so much, at least capable time.
Right.
Of maneuvering and figuring out things, because I go, you can figure things out when you're 20, when you're 30, when you're 40, when you're 50, when you're 60, but there's going to be a cutoff time.
Right.
And I'd rather do it now than do it later.
Well, I'm in my prime.
There you go. At least you said we're in our prime. Like, you know, talk to the younger people, man. They're in their prime.
Please.
Yeah, they don't know even, about that.
No shade, but no shade. I would not want to be in my 20s again.
Going back to the tarot, how often are you doing the tarot readings?
I kind of do them for people as they come along. Like I said, I've eased off them, but I have a plan of doing them around the moon cycles.
Okay.
And it wasn't, I thought it was time this month, but it wasn't time yet. So I'm working on that. And like I said, I have people who come to me.
I'm sure.
Probably on the daily.
I'm sure.
You know, can you do a reading for me? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
And I'll pull a card. Like I do them on Instagram. I need to get back to that, doing daily readings on my Instagram. My other Instagram, my business page, because that kind of like, I like to do one for the morning so people kind of get a feel of like, you know, what is going to help me feel better for the day.
And even stuff like that can change somebody's mindset.
Right.
As you go along the day, if they hear something positive coming from you,
right,
who they trust and respect of doing this, they can just set themselves up for their day and be pretty good.
Yep. And I also like to do, like I see, you know, people pick and choose. They have free will to do whatever they choose to do with it. But I see people read and they have like kind of like a negative tone. And that's kind of like my thing is, I didn't want to read like that. I want it to be positive, because being positive can change your mindset.
Yeah.
Change like how you view things. Even if something bad happens, being positive about it, as like being like, all right, why this happened for me, not as opposed to if it happened to me, like that victim mentality, it can change how things work out for you.
No,
it's funny,
definitely.
I just watched the Willy Wonka play last night.
Is that where you're getting this from?
No, but that is crazy. Yeah. I always think that, and that's how I changed for me, because I was feeling like, oh, why is this person doing this to me? Why is this person acting like this? And it's just like, no, everybody has their own life purpose, life path.
That's right.
And it's really not about me. It's about them.
Yeah. I go, don't place expectations on other people.
Right.
You don't know what they're going through. You don't know how they're living their life. You know, if something good comes out of it, be grateful, but don't expect it to be good every time.
Bingo. Like, that is the thing. When people get into these things, like with jobs or with relationships, and it's like, why is this person acting? Why is this person treating me this way? And it's like, no, this probably isn't about you. It's probably about them and whatever they're going through. Sometimes people don't know how to love people. Sometimes people don't know how to appreciate people.
Yeah.
And you have to be the person to say, hey, okay, this is not what I deserve. This is not working right now. Holding on to it, it does nothing to. Like, for me with work, I'm terrible with the jobs. Yeah. I was kind of like a job whore for a second. Excuse my language, but when something I feel like something didn't serve me, I was gone.
Yeah,
it kind of worked out for me, in a sense. But I don't like to feel unappreciated.
Okay, that makes sense.
So,
is this something you would want to do?
For Tara?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Because it I don't know. It motivates me to. Like, getting those, the reception I got from people, it was like, damn, this is good, you know?
Yeah.
I always want to help people, but I've learned to only want to help people that come to, like, kind of like being, for me, being receptive, like, waiting for the people to come to me.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, preaching to people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a plan to make this a full-time thing?
I don't have a plan. I just know... I'm just going to go with the flow. That's the one thing I did learn with the moon cycles. Go with the flow and see kind of like where it goes. So once I start my readings, I don't know if I wanted to open Apothecary and do it from there. Like if I just wanted to do it from social media. I don't really have that plan yet.
Why not?
Because
this is me now.
No, yeah. because I feel like being in the present right now, I have some other things I need to take care of.
Okay.
I'm estimating by late summer, I'll be able to go full time.
Put a date on it.
Date? No, I can't.
Put a date on it.
No, all right, no. You're right. You're right.
No, put a date on it.
Because
I'm going to check in.
You're going to check in?
Yeah.
I want to say, can you give me August?
Yeah, you got a month.
All right.
Okay. August this year.
Yeah, this
2019.
Year. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me August. Because I have a plan for something else though. For kind of like, I need to kind of breathe a little bit, do a little bit of traveling.
Yeah.
Before I can like, you know, it's been a while since I've been on a vacation. But I kind of like want to meet more people that are into the things that I'm into so that I can really get a feel of what I want to do with it.
Sure.
So I did. I talked to, there's a lady that's pendant that I'm wearing who makes things like this. These have crystals in it. So I'm really into crystals too. Talked to her this morning for an hour. She did a reading for me. She's a medium. And so like my plan is like to go out. Like she works in... a shop where they sell crystals and they do magic. I'm a witch, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm into that. I'm in the witchy stuff. I'm not gonna lie. That's kind of like, you know, what keeps me grounded. And it's nothing, you know, there's different levels to different things. I just, for me, it's more about like grounding myself. I love to be by water. I love to be by grass. I love to be by dirt.
Yeah.
Anything I can do with those things, I'm doing it. So yeah.
You're looking to see people who are already living in the space you want to live in.
Mm-hmm.
That makes perfect sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for me. Like, I guess for me, I get kind of, what's the word? Not like unmotivated, but I get kind of like down on what I'm doing because I'm so connected to people who are not into what I'm into. But for me, like doing that little bit of traveling, like if it's for a day or two, just getting up, going somewhere and... having that experience is going to keep me motivated.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Like doing this, I got the experience of I worked in gyms and I did different styles of fitness to kind of and watch other trainers and other coaches. And I seen what I like to do and what worked for them and then what worked for me.
Right.
And then you got to kind of narrow it down. And I knew I didn't want to be in the gym space.
Right.
I knew people worked better being in a private space.
Right.
So.
Good call.
Yeah.
Because I hate the gym.
There you go.
I hate the gym. I'm not interested.
I want to say at least 60 to 70% of people is one of the reasons why they come to that door.
Right.
On their first time. Because I always ask the kid, why are you here?
And
it's that's one of the reasons. They go, I hate being in the gym.
Right.
They go, I hate the environment. I hate people trying to talk to me. I hate people talking down to me. I hate not knowing what to do.
I was going
to
say that's me.
Yeah,
I
like,
never know what to do.
And this space, it's kind of helped a lot of people to where part of my job is, of course, getting them in shape, getting them fit. But I go, I'm teaching you and giving you the confidence that what we do here, you can go out and do.
Right.
So people slowly made their way back to the gym
right.
and can go squat or do machines or run or stuff like that. I go, that's smart just leading them back that way.
Yeah, this is... Yeah,
but it takes time to kind of find your niche and narrow it down. And like you said, you got to kind of see other people move.
Right.
So you can know what to do, what not to do. It makes sense.
Because there's so much information out there.
There's a ton of information.
It's like, oh my God, what do I like? Do I like this? Do I like that? Like, I like the witchy shops, but I don't want it to look like I'm pretty much... I'm a tomboy, but I'm pretty much a glamour girl. So if I want to open my apothecary or whatever it's going to be called, I want it to look pretty.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, so that's my goal for the time being.
Okay, we'll see.
Look, you gotta check in. Right? I need a friend like
no,
that.
No, for real.
I need a friend
I check in with everyone.
Okay.
I do. People say it's a pain in the ass, but it gets things done. Like,
it's like, did you do this?
I have somebody who I was a pain in her ass for probably the last 2 weeks. Because beginning of the year, end of last year, I was a pain in her ass for her just to get goals down. Right. I go, write some goals down. Work, gym, doesn't matter, write them down. One of her goals was she wanted to run a 5K, a 10K, and a 15K. So 3 miles, 6 miles, 9-something miles. So I gave her a couple months, start running just to get the running in. She was running 5Ks on her own. I go, hey, when we sign up for a race? And like, I was on her for like the last 2 weeks. She finally signed up last week for a 10K. Dope. She skipped the 5K, went right to the 10K.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now she's mad at me because now she's stressing. But I go, you're getting to the goal.
Right.
That's all that matters. I go, you're going to run it. You're going to be fine.
Right.
It's just, you need to kind of like a push. just a small push. Just to kind of get you going.
You're an awesome friend. That's that Aries in you.
People call it something else.
What do they call it? Oh, goodness.
You don't want to know.
Do yeah, I? You don't, yeah. I don't care. Yeah.
Oh, people would be yelling at me and everything else. But it's just the kind of... Just to push, like, especially if it's something that I know you can do.
Right.
I'm going to be a pain because I know you can do it.
That's awesome.
And people go.
But a pain?
People go, was it blind idealism? But it works so far. But it works. But it's just, yeah, it's.
Yeah, I think I'm that person that needs that too.
I do it often.
I'm like, oh, I'll do it later.
Yeah, like, I've gotten people just to go to the gym or they'd be like, hey, what should I do? I'm like, go on a treadmill or go to the track and do this, and this.
Right. And
week later, 2 weeks later, yeah, I've been doing it. All right, that's too easy now. Do this, and this. They go, wait, I just got it. I'm like, push.
Push.
I go, change comes from being uncomfortable, especially in the health and fitness world. Like, you got to kind of leave those boundaries at home and go.
Right.
And that's how you see change, progress, and things like that.
Amen.
Yeah. You were talking about being vegan.
Yeah, here we go. Let's get to it.
Why aren't you vegan? I shouldn't say why. Why did you even think about wanting to be vegan?
Well, what happened with me, so I'm a nurse, right? And I found out quickly that, you know, nursing full time is not for me. I gained 100 pounds in 2 years.
Wow.
From not being able to. So I've always been pretty much a healthy eater. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in balance. I'm going to say that. Probably indulging when I wanted to. But for the most part, I grew up, my parents, we didn't eat everything from like scratch. Nothing from cans, nothing from like barely sugar. So I grew up a pretty healthy kid. Like, I didn't get sick. And then I started working and I'm not eating like I'm supposed to. Like, nurses, we don't get, you know, to eat. And I started gaining this weight. And then I end up in the hospital last March with bowel obstruction.
Okay.
And they were talking about doing surgery. I'm like, oh, no. So what I did was I started with like a detox drink. So I bought a book. It's called like 10-day smoothie cleanse or something, smoothie detox. And then I found the drink on YouTube and I kind of alternated between the two. Mm-hmm. Now, for me, I wasn't able to jump right in and do 10 days right away or jump right in and do the 3 day. I kind of had to work my way up to it and it worked. But it kind of like, I don't know, I felt so good. And then I kind of worked my way up to not eating meat. And another thing is, I feel like dairy is not really good for my body. I never really like ice cream, but I like to cook. And I like, all of my meals were like Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, cheese.
cheese. Yeah, cheese. So that's going to be my downfall. I have not touched cheese.
Okay.
I thought about it, and then, like, I think my stomach just, like, turned. I'm like, you're probably going to die if you eat that cheese. Wow. But it's hard because my son is places where he, you know, kind of eats meat.
Yeah.
So he's not really into it. He actually didn't start eating until he was 7.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I just feel so much better, but I know I'm not there yet. Like, I don't have time to look through ingredients to see what has this or what has that. I'm kind of in a position now where I'm not really able to cook for myself, mm-hmm. but that's my goal, to get to a point where I can make my meals.
Yeah. And but I that do. Makes any type of diet or eating habit way easier if you have the time to actually cook, because
right.
then you'll know what's in it.
Right.
When you go out and have to shop and buy things out of a box or out of a bag, that's when you're like, all right, I'm either going to read all this ingredients right. or I'm not. I'm just going to have it. And that's where people fall into trouble.
Right.
Yeah, but if you can have the time or make the time to cook, I go, that's the first step in being healthy.
Right.
I go, you do that, you're ahead of the game.
And I do. I love cooking, and that is my kind of like my downfall. I want to be the mom, like the you know, the cook, but I can't right now. So another thing is I tried, like, we were talking about the meat. What were we talking about that time? And you were like...
The meat substitutes.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah, you don't like them?
No, they're horrible.
Some people do, some people don't.
Right, I couldn't get with that.
No?
So, I do. I like more... If I can find something more... Like, I like more, like, chickpeas.
Yeah.
Like you said, more plant-based, okay. I think is what you said.
Like, full-on plant-based.
Yeah.
Like, chickpeas... What is it? Chickpeas, tempeh, right. tofu, stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. That's all that stuff is. It's just they just mash them up with other ingredients. Just to make them look like something.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fast.
But I tell people, it's not as hard as you think. You just have to be aware of the food you eat. And to focus less on what you can't have and put a focus on all the new foods you can try.
Right.
And all the new foods you can make and all the new places you can go. Because that's what people, again, fall into habits. Of they go here for lunch, or they go here for dinner, or on the weekend, we'll have this. But if you focus on, oh man, I get to go here now, or I get to make this.
The positive, and, like changing your perspective,
yeah,
right?
That's all it is. Or shopping a different aisle in the supermarket, because that's all it really is. And from eating meat to being a vegetarian, all you're doing is cutting out meat. That's all it is.
Right.
From being a vegetarian to being a vegan, you're just cutting out all the other little stuff. So the milk, the cheese.
What about honey? See, that's the thing. Do you cut honey out as a vegan?
I asked somebody about honey. There's two types of vegans.
Okay. Because that's the one thing I'm like, do I have to give up honey?
Some do, some don't.
Okay.
So kind of be. And I won't even say I'm vegetarian a lot or vegan a lot. I go, I just don't eat meat.
Right.
Like,
me too.
Because then you fall into that strictness of, I see you put honey in that coffee. I'm like, mind your business. Like,
like, that's why I don't like labels.
Yeah, like, I won't, like, even if I end up being a full vegan, I won't say it.
Right.
I go,
same.
The only way I'm away from being vegan now is if you count the honey and cheese. That's it.
Okay.
I don't do milk. I don't do yogurt. I don't like anything else. But I don't know.
I just have to find, like, I know, like, everything from, like, the way I used to fry my chicken to the way I made my, like, pasta sauces had to do with Parmesan cheese. And so I have to find a substitute for that. And there's, like, cashew-based cheese. There's a place I go to on 44th Street in West Philly called Honest Tom's.
Okay.
And their food is delicious.
I'm going to make a trip out there one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick something up for me.
Did you see there's a vegan convenience store in South Philly?
No.
15th where? And McKean. They just opened up last week.
Okay, that's probably why I didn't know about it.
They had a grand opening, I think, last Saturday, last Sunday.
Okay.
And it's a full-on, like, corner store, but it's all vegan products.
This is awesome.
Yeah, I think it's the first one in the city. And I was reading about them, and their plan is to have everything their regular convenience store would have, but have it all be plant-based.
That's
awesome. So they have snacks, they have chips, they have, like, all this stuff, but it's all plant-based. we're planning on checking it out probably soon.
Okay.
But I go, it's so much easier to do it now.
Right.
There's so many more options. The cashew cheese is really good. I did the cashew, what is it, for mac and cheese.
Okay.
I used cashews for it, and it came out really good. And then I did a Parmesan cheese using, what the hell did I use? I forget, but I used something, and right. It came out really good.
Okay.
So it's all in just finding those substitutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's a guy I follow on Instagram that he's like, I don't know if he's young or not, but he has this, like him, his wife, and his kids. I think they call Vegan Fit Fam, and they sell vegan dinners
yeah.
on the weekend. I'm like, it's definitely becoming easier.
It's so much easier.
I find that for me, I'm really able to tap into my intuition, but like, all right, when it's time to relax and chill and when it's time to go ahead. Sometimes it's like we're trying to move throughout our day. If your gut is all full of bad stuff,
yeah.
you won't really know. It's hard for you to tell when to chill. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just going to set you back.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I said when I just cut out meat, I felt better.
Mm-hmm.
Like within the first couple of weeks, I just felt. And I did it just randomly. I go, man, I'm going to be vegetarian for a little while. Yeah. Like I remember the Facebook post of me saying it. It was like, oh, I may do it for a couple of days.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it was a year later.
And that's the best way, I think, when you set these limitations on yourself, like these labels, these limitations. I'm going to start here. And if I don't, and then when you fail, it kind of like sets you up.
I didn't have an end date. I just said, I'm going to do it. We'll see how it goes. And I went out and just bought some stuff and see what I liked. And
how long has that been?
It's a year and a half now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no meat.
I remember going to a family, like holiday party.
Oh, that's the worst.
And, but I was like, I had anxiety because I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I didn't want to go because I didn't want to like, but I did good. I texted everybody before, like, listen, hey, this, I don't eat this. I don't eat this. Yeah. I think I had to eat like some salad my cousin made, but yeah. it worked out. Everybody respected. But if me being the person I like to eat, they're probably like, well, what's wrong with her? You know? So I was kind of like anxious about that, but it worked out.
Yeah.
I set those boundaries.
No. I always say the holidays are usually bad unless you plan ahead. And being out and about is usually bad unless you plan ahead. Unless you know they have these options, they have these options, they don't have any options.
Right.
That type of thing. We went to, where were we at? We went to Disney and nothing. No options in the parks or anything like that. Like I was eating French fries until we got back to the hotel. Because we drove down.
Because what are French fries hooked in?
That's it. And cheese pizza. it was an amusement park. So they had burgers and they had hot dogs and just like, nah.
Did you stay in the,
within, yeah. But since we drove, like, there was, like, supermarkets, like, a mile away that we ended up going a couple times and just made out. And I had a whole hotel room full of food for me. Just like, yeah. But it's easier than people think it is. You just have to kind of... go.
Take the step. And I think the what made it easy for me was doing those detoxes. It became like literally I know like when I'm craving a soda, all right, Samira, it's time to detox.
Yeah.
Because I tend to, you know, it's natural to want to have good food. You know, not good food, but things that taste that are appealing to you. But for me the sodas, I think that's what did it to me. The weight,
Wow.
I'm 60 pounds down.
Okay.
So not quite where I want to be,
but still. Steps.
And I did that literally like probably like 3 months.
Wow.
I know that's bad, but.
That's fast.
Because, but my body, I could feel it in my body. I'm like, this weight is not supposed to. Some people are good, good with a certain weight, but me, it wasn't for me.
No, you'll feel it.
Yeah.
You'll feel it in joints and bones and just carrying it around with you.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine putting 60 pounds back on you just right now. Right? You sink down. Yeah. But that's how you were living day to day.
Right.
And just dropping that weight off to get to, I say, a comfortable range.
Right.
Is what matters. Like, you don't have to look like anybody or base yourself off of anybody else's life. I go, if you're comfortable, if somebody laughed because I was asking, I go, true health is going to go get blood work done. How does that come back? I go, can you walk up and down a flight of stairs? How's your breathing?
I was going to say.
Right? Like,
does it matter if you're...
That type of thing. Like, how's your breathing moving around, basically? you know, and then how do you see yourself? I go, that's kind of the pillars of health. And that's a big thing. Like, I know people who are in great shape who aren't healthy because they don't see themselves.
You must be in my mind right now.
There you go. Yeah.
Because you can eat all the good food, you can work out, but I think my aspect when it comes into health is like, how's your mental state?
Yeah.
Some people are look the best, eat the best, but their mind is like,
yeah,
not there. So
yeah, I know people who are in great shape who don't see it,
right?
Even if you tell them, or I know people who think they're in super bad shape. I go, no, you're fine. Like, right. You're healthy.
Right. And if you want to be something else, just like you said, start somewhere. If you want to be different, start somewhere. I've learned to not beat myself up about stuff. Like, normally dyeing my hair this color, I would probably be like, what the hell were you thinking? But I'm like, oh, whoever likes it, likes it. Whoever doesn't, doesn't.
Yeah, that's all it is. I go, you're living your life to be happy and, you know, to maneuver in the world. And you're a small blip. I go, in the grand scheme, nobody cares.
Right.
that's the big thing. I go, nobody cares. I go, you may think somebody cares and you may be self-conscious about different things. I go, really? People are going to see you and not see you.
Right. You're putting a microscope on something. Because
they're
in
their own head that they're looking past you at their own issues and problems and things like that.
Yeah. That kind of ties back to what I think I might have mentioned something that earlier. Like, people seeing, like, you thinking, like, so say you have me. Like, say if I'm heavy and I'm, like, thinking, like, oh, this guy doesn't like me because I'm fat. No, he probably is going through something. So just calm down. Yeah. That's what I got to tell people a lot. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has his own issues.
That's my tarot. My Eight of Swords is like being stuck in your head. Yeah. Look at me talking to tarot.
I'm going to have to get you to do a reading for me.
Awesome. Anytime.
I'm scared.
Oh, are you? I don't know why people are scared. You've seen what I've done.
I do watch them. I thought they were super interesting.
Yeah.
I like when people are putting themselves out there like that.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't have mattered what you were doing. I would have watched.
Okay.
So it doesn't, like, I would have watched because I'm just like, that's different. Like, when you come across my feed, it's something different.
Right.
And I have other people like that. I go, they're different. I'm paying attention to what they're doing.
Right. And that's the
purpose. And it's not even in my realm. I go, no, but I like that. I go, it's something interesting that I can pick up on and learn.
Right.
And that's all I try to kind of get my feed across, is that people think, like, I follow a billion health and fitness things. I'm like, I might follow, like, three. Like, but I just have all these different types of people.
Right. And like, for me, I shouldn't follow a lot of tarot readers. Because
I go, only because it would throw off what you want to do.
Right.
And that's what I found with me when I was following a lot. I go, oh, they're doing this. I should be doing this. I should be having everybody. And then next week I'll see something else. And it changes your perspective and how you go on the game plan. I go, you got to kind of be in your own world and trust yourself that knowing what you're doing is working.
That's why I sit and, like, meditate. Like, however meditating is for you, like, it could be working out. It could be doing yoga. It could be dancing.
Yeah.
However that works for you, that I find for me, that's when I find my answers best. Not by looking at social media, following a bunch of people that's doing what I'm doing. Because that confuses me.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said.
I know. For me, it's working out. It is. It's not even physical benefits. Clears my mind. When I go running, no headphones. I just run. It's in my mind.
Right.
When I'm here, usually the music's either low or there's no music at all. And I'm just here, you know, by myself, just working out. And I have my book because I'll work out and then notes start coming into my mind and I'll start writing things down of just plans and ideas and different things.
You're grounding
things like
yourself. You're grounding, especially when you're outside. I learned that too. Like, I don't run. I used to run track in high school, but I'm lazy now. But I go out and I walk, and I used to put headphones in. And I'm like, no, I need to hear what, you know?
Yeah.
Weird like
I find myself listening to music less and listening to podcasts more. But then I was at a point where I was listening to kind of too many podcasts. And there's too many ideas going on. I'm like, all right, some of y'all got to go. Like, there's too many different ideas running
through
my head.
You cleaning out
houses.
Did you do that recently?
Hmm?
Did you do that recently? Clean up? Like, clean up?
Within the last, like, month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because astrology says it's time to make room. Yeah. Yeah. The so Libra's full moon. You were cleaning out.
Mm-hmm. I went back to adding music more, at least on my drives.
Right.
So there's more, like, music happening.
So you're in tune. Some people don't even have to be have to follow astrology. They just have to be in tune with themselves.
That's what I said.
And that's exactly what you did.
Look at you. So before we finish, when is your YouTube channel starting?
Soon.
Oh, no, 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 no.
You know
no.
why? Because, all right, so this is what I have to do. So my plan, I'm going to tell you my plan because you got the juice. My plan is to do a little bit of traveling. Okay. My son's going away from camp, so
you can do YouTube with that, too. So.
Yeah.
People, I like travel vlogs.
So I'm gonna meet with people who are into the things that I'm into, and I'm gonna talk with them.
That's awesome.
And that's gonna be on my YouTube.
Set your camera up. That's all it is. That's all it is. Right. Like really, it's just showing people experiences that they either never seen before, they're interested in, or they just may be interested in you.
Right.
I have views on videos that I didn't think would do views just because people wanted to see that.
Right.
Like, we did a video just on our drive from here to Disney. That's it. That's the whole video with just random clips of us being in D.C., then Virginia, then North Carolina, then hitting Disney, and that's when the video ended. And it's at hundreds of views.
Wow.
Like, I'm like...
You know what? I need to watch that video.
And it was just for us. Like, it was really just so I can save it and have it.
Right.
And then there's stuff where, like, I talked about when Audi's first made, like, these vegan sausage. And me and my wife brought them, cooked them, and tried them. That video has, like, 1,500 views.
Shut up.
We did it, like, 10 months ago. And it's not even a good video. It's like it's like bad lighting. And like we're just eating a sausage on a roll and talking about it. And
then but you see what I told you about that one video?
And it's like 1.7K or something like that. It's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
People just want to watch and yeah. People are entertained by other people.
See, you just gave me some knowledge. Really, you didn't even know it.
Yeah, and it's just... That's why I just set the camera up and just go. Like when we're done here, the camera's gonna go back on. We'll leave out and go pick up the wife. We'll just do that. Yeah,
right.
Just
cool.
I go, if that's what you want to do, at least try it.
Right. That's what I do. I feel like I'm at my best when I'm in a different environment.
Yeah.
I know that's weird, but so you're in Aries, and you're bringing in the new for you. The sun is in Aries. The new moon was in Aries. Aries is in my ninth house of, like, spirituality and exploring. So that's why I'm, like, antsy. I just want to get out and I want to travel.
Okay.
But I do. I always feel my best when I'm in, like, I'm in a different area and I'm, like, learning, like, the environment.
Okay.
So that's my plan.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know. I'm strange.
That's why I wanted you on, just to talk to you. Really, that's all it is. I go, I'm using this podcast just to talk to random people.
Yeah,
that's all it is. Like, when I did the other ones, it was a mixture of talking to people and then just me kind of just giving subjects. But I enjoy talking and having somebody else here talking more than just me doing it. So I go, if I'm going to continue to do it, I need to bring people in or go see people and talk to them.
I think that's the best. Like, you know, just interacting, like, for me, I talk to myself, but it's always better when I'm talking with somebody else.
I talk to myself on video, so.
Yeah, but it's different for everybody. Like, you can have somebody who has, like I think I work with a girl, she's a Libra rising. So Aries is in her seventh house of her relationships with other people. So that's where she's going to want to take initiative.
Okay.
That's where she's going to feel that new energy. So everybody uses January 1st as the new year. This is technically the new year. Yeah, it's springtime.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that you knew I was an Aries, too. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I was going to lie and say, no, that's not it. whatever. Okay, so before we end this, I think it's on you. Before we end this, tell the people where they can find you.
Okay, so you can find me. I have my personal page, which I'm going to try to stay away from doing most of the readings on, but I have some readings there, so I'm going to make the transition. So my personal page is trippy.mira. I think that's it.
I think that's it too.
Okay, and then my other page is Samira Star. Let me see. I don't know if that's... I think it's Samira.star.
Okay.
So you can find me there. And Let me just flip through my YouTube.
Do you have a channel?
I do have a channel. I follow you on YouTube.
That's pretty good.
I do, and first that steps. That might be Samara Starr too. That's bad because I haven't been. Yep, Samara Starr is my YouTube.
Okay.
And my Twitter is Star Samara.
I see you're kind of new to Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, you need to deleted the following old. Each other on Twitter.
Right. No, yeah. I'm new. Yeah.
Okay.
Started it.
I had Twitter a long time ago and never used it because I don't like it. Mm-hmm. But now I go, that's where I get my news from. And then I get on, read the news, and get off. And then that's it. It's weird. But like, I follow 6ABC and CNN all that. And I follow that, get the news, and I'm like, that's all I. And then see you guys posting. Right. That's it. Yeah.
Well, I had a Twitter a long time ago when it was like, popping, yeah. But deleted it. I'm just all about new energy now. Okay. So,
new energy.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. We'll end the podcast here.
Okay.
This has been the One Life, One You podcast. I'm Nick.
I'm Samara.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks. Bye.